We found that agency backlogs are growing. 8 agencies have FOIA requests dating over a decade, and the oldest request is now 20 years old. And the 4th of July was the 45th anniversary of FOIA, so both are getting up there, long in the tooth.
And you at the Knight Center ran into some FOIA problems just in this one project of your own. There were several agencies that just flat out didn't respond to your FOIAs about FOIA responses.
Right. Another part of this survey was that it was basically a FOIA competency test, and 8 agencies have not yet responded to our request, which is a red flag right there.
We should probably define our terms here. When we talk about unfilled requests, are we talking about situations where an agency has maybe made a legitimate determination that something's exempt from FOIA and said, no, you can't have this? Or do you mean literally they have flat out not responded?
Well, we wouldn't count if they said that something's correctly exempt from FOIA. What that means is that they haven't responded to our request. So sometimes we get a letter saying, we received your request and we're working on it, but even 6 months later, apparently they're still working on it. And in a couple of cases, we never even received an initial acknowledgement of a request.
And just looking through your list of agencies, this is not isolated to one department, 2 departments. This seems to be fairly widespread.
Yeah, it sure is, which is disappointing.
So were you able to get any kind of fix on sort of the life cycle of a FOIA request that sits around for 20 years? Is it being shuffled from agency to agency? Is it sitting in somebody's on somebody's desk somewhere or in the bottom of a filing cabinet? Any idea what happens and why these take so long?
Yeah, that's part of the reason we did this little survey was to figure out why. And the real reason is the referral process. And let me give you an example. I'll use the oldest actual request. And it was a request 20 years ago to the National Archives for documents about atomic energy negotiation right after World War II, 1949, between the U.S., Great Britain, and Canada. So, of course, if it was nuclear weapons designs or anything like that, that should certainly be redacted. But so it's letters between diplomats. So, boom, that has to be reviewed by the Department of State. It includes military use of nuclear weapons, so that goes to the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Air Force. It's also about nuclear energy, so it has to be reviewed again by the Department of Energy. It relates to commerce, trade, so it has to be reviewed again by the Department of Commerce. Some letters went to President Truman, so then the National Security Council gets a crack at reviewing it. And, of course, the Central Intelligence Agency has never met a document it doesn't claim equity over, so they get a crack at it. And between all those agencies reviewing and re-reviewing, we found that it's not uncommon at all for documents to get stuffed in a desk at one agency or lost in the mail. And this extreme re-review process is the reason we have so many decades-old FOIA requests.
Okay, so some people might say, all right, you found a handful of requests that are 20 years old. That's unfortunate, but, you know, it happens. In large bureaucratic organizations, it's bound to happen. Are these just strange outliers, or is there reason to believe that, you know, agencies' average delay for processing FOIA requests, you know, day in and day out is getting out of hand?
It's certainly still too long. The Freedom of Information Act says that except in extreme circumstances, you have to process a request by 20 business days. And we at the National Security Archive have almost never seen that. Most agencies definitely average over 100, and usually it's strange to see a request fulfilled before a year. So these decades-old requests are the oldest, but most requests are year or more than a year longer.
And you talked about the referral process problem. Are there any other indications of other common problems that agencies have when it comes to responding in a timely way? I mean, is it a matter of locating records? Is it insufficient FOIA officers? Is it just maybe even the vast number of records agencies have to maintain and curate in an electronic age?
It's all of those things. Definitely part of it relates to manpower. Part of it relates to the priorities that agencies place on fulfilling the Freedom of Information Act.
Yeah, as you guys point out, the Obama administration came in with a promise for a more open government. He signed an executive order to that effect as one of his first actions in office. Any sign that things have changed, gotten better, the attitude of agencies has...
Yeah, we've definitely seen some improvement. So he wrote a really good executive order and had Attorney General Holder write a really good memo about the importance of FOIA. And we did an audit back in early 2010 that showed that despite these signs, only 13 out of 90, approximately, agencies had taken concrete steps to include FOIA. The day after that, Rahm Emanuel wrote a memo to all agencies and Bob Bauer saying, guys, good work, but step it up. Do these concrete steps. A year later, we did another government-wide audit to see if they had followed these steps. And this time, more than half of agencies had. So definitely improvement, but still more work needs to be done because the oldest requests are actually getting older, not younger.
But does any of that solve the referral process problem that you're concerned about?
No, but the good news is at the National Archives, the National Declassification Center has just gotten on its feet. And that means that these documents at NARA, not other agencies, are now at a center where they have people from all these equity agencies in one room. So they can at least pass it around the room and not have to worry about it getting lost in the mail. And that hopefully will help the documents at NARA. Another reason for hope is that President Obama asked the Public Interest Declassification Board, which is a board made up of retired intelligence officials, congressmen, people that know sensitive information, to give him a proposal about fundamental transformation of the classification system. And we at the National Security Archive have been pushing hard for transformation of the referral process.
Independent from what the administration is doing and has told agencies to do, does the National Security Archive have any recommendations of its own that agencies should or could be doing right now?
We don't, but we work every day. We work with the FOIA professionals and declassifiers, and they are competent people. And we know that when they review a document, they do not let sensitive or harmful material out. They rightfully redact it or withhold it. So we refuse to believe that it has to be redacted over and over again. We just believe that it's redundant. And the biggest thing we need to do is kind of stop this referral bureaucratic turf war. The other recommendation that we have kind of on a more broader level is that every time someone classifies a document, they're required by law to write right on the top of the document the date that it should be declassified. And we recommend that if we begin actually declassifying documents on this date automatically without review, it would really solve the problem.
That's interesting. How does that process work now? Does somebody have to actually go back and manually dig through and look for dates that have already passed on those timestamps?
Well, they only dig through when a requester requests it, and that's pretty tricky. And once a requester requests it, it goes into kind of a really long queue.
And, of course, the requester has to know that document
right,
exists.
Right, which is also part of the game, yeah.